If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you're about to listen to this week's episode of Sofa Cinema Club. Just before we get started, this is your reminder to go and follow or subscribe to us wherever you are listening to this podcast. All the support is greatly appreciated. Now, it's time to enjoy this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colson Smith and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
Does that work?
No last names.
That's a bit shit. Can't you use a first name?
Ben French? Tension? Ben Switchblade? Ben,
or there's only one guy in it at the end, have a look. It's Man in Car, Ben Ventura.
Man in Car?
Yeah. At the very end, I think
he's
one of the characters.
He's at the start and the end.
Ben Carr.
Oh, that's shit.
Sums up your film choice. Yeah. Before we get into
going. Brilliant, brilliant.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. Now, it is all about the films we should have seen, but we haven't. Each week, we set a film for the others to watch, and then we come into the studio and we talk about what we loved, hated, and rated about the film. Now, the beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in. All you have to do is watch along with the film at home, then join us every Thursday to find out what we thought of the film. This week's film has been chosen by Jack, and well, you can call it what you want. Could be High Tension,
I called it Switchblade Romance.
It's a much better title than High Tension.
Yeah, it is.
But the confusion was, we couldn't find it anywhere, and we found it under a different
name. Why did they change the name, the title?
I think it had different names for different regions and countries they were releasing it in. I think the original title is...
Switchblade Romance.
No, is High Tension. And they probably didn't get a lot of people watching it because of the title.
Because it's a bit like calling a film, I suppose, like Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Frightening Film.
Yeah.
Decide now, what are we calling it? What's the title of this episode?
High Tension makes me laugh.
High Tension.
But before we get into talking all things High Tension, as always, how's your week been? What have you been up to? What's going on?
I've got two little stories.
Okay.
Now, they're shit.
Perfect, brilliant.
I'm telling them that they're shit.
Brilliant.
And then...
it's a good way of starting
the
story,
there's no expectations
I think.
There.
Yeah.
But this happened to me in a coffee shop. There's a coffee place around the corner where we go, and they bake their own bread, and the bread's really nice.
In Ancoats?
Yeah.
But the other side of the water from you?
I'm on that side now.
Have you moved?
Well, I was in Ancoats,
What's it called?
Pollen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been to the bakery, but I've had their bread in Ellencott.
Yeah, they sell their bread all over Manchester.
It's really good.
They sell their bread all over.
Really
well, there's
good.
Actually two...
There's two places.
There's two Pollens.
I've heard of them. Yeah.
There's one at the.
Is that the big one?
There's one further in town. Which,
is that the big one?
Which is. Yeah, that's not been open long. And then there's the one right near me.
Anyway.
That's not the story.
Digress.
I go in there.
White batch, please.
And
can you slice it for me? Thin.
Thick or thin? I always say thick.
Who goes thin? Yeah. I always don't get them to cut it. I cut myself.
No, I get
they said, do you want it slight? No. I'm doing it.
It's thick or medium, they say,
don't
they?
Don't they do thick or thin?
I always go thick.
Yeah, I think you're right, thick. I think you're right, thick.
Yeah.
I cut my own. I'm not... I want it a bit mushed.
Anyway.
Do you know what I mean? Wiggly. You've ordered some bread.
These don't cut your fucking bread for you, right?
Right.
So anyway, I'm in there and I'm going, bread, coffee, blah, blah. And the staff see me a bit, so they chat on and everything. Anyhow, you know I go everywhere in my sunglasses,
yeah,
don't I? So when I'm in there, and she goes, oh, it's £5, whatever it is. So I do the Apple Pay thing.
Yeah, but you can't because of your glasses.
No, you can. So I do the Apple Pay, and it goes beep and goes through.
Yeah.
And she goes, does your face recognition recognise you with sunglasses on?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah. And I went, funnily enough, during lockdown, it even recognised me with sunglasses and mask on. And she went, really? I went, yeah. And she went, her phone doesn't even recognise her when she's got just normal glasses on. She has to take her glasses off. And I said, I think I've just got one of those recognisable faces.
As if the computer knows.
I fucking made myself
laugh.
Did
you not say...
She fucking got it. She knew what I meant.
But you've probably mapped your face on that phone with your glasses on, haven't you?
You basically just
said... No, I don't think I have.
Haven't you? Mine doesn't do it.
I don't remember me doing that.
My face knows I'm famous.
Where's my phone?
Yeah, that's literally what I was saying.
You should have said... It's funny because I tried it with my wax work in Madame Tussauds and it just didn't work the same.
Oh, mine just worked.
Yeah, but you've got normal glasses on.
Yeah.
But if you did it with sunglasses,
it
doesn't always work. But mine does every single time.
Okay, so that's shit story one.
That was shit.
But good, actually. Perfect. We've got talking
good,
about
yeah.
it. Good.
Shit story two. Now, this one's slightly better. Yeah. So I've saved it. Yeah. And it's got film references.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I'm at work.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a Rovers scene.
Yeah.
Now, you'll know this, being in the Rovers. There's the bottles of beer.
Yeah.
Crouching Tiger.
There you go.
Hidden Flagon.
One of the bottles of beers, the fake mock-up design label over the top of the beers. If you're a keen-eye viewer, you can look and have a look. One of them, or some of them say, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Flagon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've all noticed that, which obviously is in reference to the film
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
I'm doing this scene with this bottle of beer. Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan Prescott that plays Ryan. I've forgotten his characters.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that
Connor.
Is his. Ryan Connor.
Yeah.
Well done. He says, Crouching Tiger, Hidden. And I go, yeah, it's because of the film. Yeah. And he went, great film, that. I went, yeah, it is good. And he went, Sean William Scott, isn't it? And I've gone, what? And he went, Sean William Scott. And I went, you mean like Stifler from American Pie?
Yeah.
And he went, yeah, he's in that film. And I've gone, no, he's fucking not. He went, he's in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, I'm telling you. So then, anyway, they go, action! So then we're doing the scene. Yeah. I have to completely forget all about it. And then they go, cut! And I'm like, he's not. He's like, he is. So then he goes on his phone. He's going, I'll IMDb it now, and he'll come up. Types in Sean William Scott, and he went, oh, no, it's not that. It's Bulletproof Monk that he's in. And I've gone, fuck, you've got Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
And Bulletproof Monk mixed up.
Yeah, yeah. The Academy Award-winning film, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Bulletproof Monk. So that's my story. It made me laugh. Made me laugh that he got those two words.
I love it when people make a mistake, but they're so adamant.
Oh, yeah, but
it's so insistent. But you don't know your films.
Yeah. It was just how confident he was.
You're
was
meant to have a podcast on films.
And then I'm thinking, am I going wrong? Is he in it? Funny. That's it. That's shit story number two.
Very good. Very good shit story.
Ben, you got your black and white stripes on, didn't you?
Down to the footy. Toon, toon, black and white army. Down to, took my son to his first football match.
Woo!
Courtesy of Mark Huffy at work.
Yep.
Got his dad's ticket, and I think his brother-in-law's ticket, season tickets, in there. His football's changed.
So where?
What do you mean?
Where?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I went in 1978 with my dad.
Where are you? What stadium? What game?
Etihad, Man City v Newcastle.
Yep. And you're a Newcastle fan, but you're in the home end.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just completely
friendly.
Different.
The Etihad's friendly.
But also the fans were great. Really nice atmosphere.
Yeah.
Everything. I was like, going to be like big fences between whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like really lovely. Great game. I mean, we got beaten.
Yeah.
My son loved it. So I took him around Corrie first.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You take him round?
Yeah.
Is this on a weekend?
A weekend. So we sneaked him in. I said, come on, in the morning. So there was no one there.
Not even the tours?
No, we were early, like 9 o'clock.
Oh, just you and security guard.
Me and security guard took him round.
Did he love it or?
Well.
Not get it?
He did a bit, but I mean, I said, stand opposite the Rovers.
Like, yeah, all right.
Dad,
it's a bit like, I get it now, it's a bit like going to your dad's work, isn't it? It's not like he's going around Corrie.
I liked going around my dad's work.
I loved
that.
I loved
my dad worked at all the pubs and all the clubs, like doing fixing the bandits. He was known as the bandit man. So he'd get the call to go and fix them all, and I'd go with him in his van.
Oh.
So I'd go in.
Here he comes, and the bandit man.
That was the song.
As it came on. What was your dad's name?
Pete.
Pete Bandit Man. Pete Bandit.
Yeah, Pete Bandit Man. So he'd fix all the bandits, and then I'd sit in the pub.
Steal a couple of coins.
Well, it'd be, oh, get something for Jack. So they'd always just say to the landlord, oh, get something for Jack, will you? So I had Panda Pop and crisps. I was buzzing with that.
I love doing mundane shit. Love, like my uncle, when I go to New Zealand, I will just sit with him and do his, like, daily
tax
life.
Tax. That's literally I always go.
I sit and do his cleaning.
No, yeah.
I don't think I would.
It only works if they've got a cool job.
Yeah.
And your dad being on Corrie is pretty cool.
Well, they've never had that, have they?
Mm.
They don't watch it.
Yeah.
So they've never had dads in Corrie. I mean,
Corrie's a very cool
place. Roy's
roles,
he was like, I think he was more interested in how it all fits together.
Yeah.
So the outside doesn't match the inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the insides are in a different studio and all that kind of stuff. Then we went to your neck of the woods and had some breakfast in a place near you. Yeah, pancakes, great.
Where was it you went?
It's called DSW.
Juicy Street.
The warehouse. It's quite, very good.
It's quite big, this, isn't it? It's quite popular.
Yeah, it's quite big.
Great.
But it's quite a popular place to go.
Pancakes. I had the old overnight oats. Great. And then we just walked up to the
You can walk. From mine, you can walk. Everybody walks.
Yeah. From Mint. Yeah. Lovely time. Huffy was great. Saw all the footballers, bought a programme, the whole thing. Not one person asked for a selfie. Not one person disturbed me at all. Brilliant. So I mean, it was amazing, but like walking around just like normal.
Yeah.
There's bands on, there's music, there's food. I was like, oh, this is great. He had a great time. But it's something, it's quite amazing to be that close to, they're really good.
The football.
They are really good.
Yeah.
And it's something to be that close to someone who is that good at their job, you know, and worth that much money. It was quite, I think he was quite blown away.
You're often that close to me. And I'm that good at my job. And Jack.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I've blown away. But you know when you're very close to people and you can't see it? It's like you can't see.
If you put the TV on and you're watching the football game.
Yeah. And then you're right opposite and then you go, there. Oh, wow.
The speed is completely different.
So that was me. Brilliant first football match.
Maybe we should do Leeds-Newcastle next, but then that relies on us staying up.
No, I think we play them again. We play them
home. We've got to play them at home.
Yeah, we have.
Leeds-Newcastle.
Leeds-Newcastle, he'd love it. He would love it. I mean, we did get beaten, so he was a bit like... I'll tell you what, he took it very well. We got beaten, and off we went, great game, and he shook his hand. Yeah, he went, yep. I said, you're right. He said, oh, yeah, we didn't play very well, did we, Dad? We tried.
You tried.
There's a big goal. We really tried. There's a big goal. But the first goal went in, and I went, it's all right, son, don't worry. Second goal in, and I went, oh, we haven't done very well here. But, it might be a bit.
Mm.
And I said, if we score, don't jump up.
Not many win there, though.
No.
Not many win
there. So there we go. So it was great. Coles.
Nice. I had a week away.
Hello.
Palma, Mallorca, ever been?
No.
I've been to Mallorca.
I've been to Mallorca as a kid, I think, as
nice.
A baby.
What I didn't know, Magaluf is Mallorca.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So I was on the plane and there was a few stags and hens on the way to Magaluf, which was a interesting one.
But did you have the cap?
Yeah, I did. Palma, lovely city. Did a Dea Veladomosa. Did a bit of travelling around. the big talking point, the big excitement is when you go on holiday, you're really organised, aren't you, when you go on holiday? You know what you're doing. You kind of...
No undies.
No.
No undies.
That one.
Cleaned up the hotel room. Had a lovely stay. Done my 4 or 5 days. Had a lovely stay. Cleaned up the hotel. Packed my bags. Went down to check out. Thanks, it's been great. Yep. Give them the room number. Why are you checking out early?
Oh, you'd...
I'm not checking out early. Oh, we've not got you to leave yet. Go on the app. Got another night.
And you packed everything up?
Yeah. Thought I was going home.
Was your plane...
Day later.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I ended up having another 48 hours because my flight was at night. I've gone to check out early in the morning, and they've gone, no.
You don't. Yay, you got another day!
And I ended up not leaving until like 1 a.m. Sunday, and I tried to check out at 9 a.m. on Friday.
Jesus.
Worried about the queue. All you can eat, was it?
At the hotel?
Yeah.
No, it was a nice hotel. It wasn't a resort. It was in the city. It was like a boutique-y little
job. Oh, they're nice.
Yeah.
Seven rooms.
Yeah.
One of them.
No pool.
Yeah, like
plunge.
Free underground spa.
There you go.
Ooh, there you go. Did you do the bomb into the spa?
Hey!
I got one of them. Krakow. I got one of them.
Yeah.
The underground.
Why are spas always underground? Because I guess you don't need windows, do you?
Well, you need spa water. That's where it came from. It runs off the water. That's a spa.
Yeah,
meant to be.
Ben knows what he's talking about. Yeah.
Bath Spa.
He's from Bath, isn't he?
He's from Bath. The waters, take the waters, yeah.
Have you still got an outdoor spa in Bath?
Yeah, up above. But it's all Roman.
Have you ever used
That's
it?
Why it's... Well, it's one of those things, if you live there, you don't...
Yeah.
It's a bit like when I lived in London, you don't go and see... Can you imagine?
Tower of London, Big Ben.
You don't go
Have you
don't
been
go
Budapest?
There. No.
Have you?
No.
Because that's very... Baffy and sparry, isn't it?
Is it?
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, I think people like a big bath in the city centre.
Go on.
But you live in Bath. Go to your own.
Yeah, you're right. Go home. Hey, this is great. It's like Budapest. Yeah, you get used to it, though. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get used to whatever's in your... But everyone goes.
My sister's in Harrogate, and they're at Harrogate Spa.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same.
They've got pump room and all that stuff. And I don't think they ever go. I think I asked my brother-in-law, says, you got like a spa thing? He was like, yeah, I think we do, but I don't think
they
use it. I'll go.
Big news. We touched on it last week. Our tickets have been on sale for a whole week now for our live show.
Yep.
It's the 11th of May.
Yep.
It's at the Lowry.
Yep.
We're very excited.
Yep.
It's a big deal for us.
It's sold out, so we've put on a whole week.
Yeah.
We don't know if
we
it's
don't
sold
know
out.
It's sold
we don't know
out.
Yet.
We're pre-recording
we're,
this.
We're ahead of the game. But all we do know is that it's on its way to selling out, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is
on its way. Well, we assume it is. We've no idea.
We've had some pre-sales for.
If you want to get tickets to come join us on Thursday the 11th of May, all you need to do is go on over to thesofacinemaclub.com/live and that will take you exactly where you need to be to get the tickets.
Or go to the Lowry website or our socials.
I'd act quick because if it's anything to go by as last show, they did sell out rather fast.
They did actually.
Not blowing his own trumpet.
Yeah, they did.
As last show sold out in 24 hours,
yeah.
These tickets went on sale a week ago.
Right, so yeah.
So it might be sold out.
It might be sold out.
But check...
Try and buy one, and then we'll put on another date if we had to. We'd do it another time.
Yeah. We'd have to.
Yeah.
And we have to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
I think it's worth noting.
100 nights at the Lowry. It'd be like one of those residencies at Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Celine Dion, Sofa Cinema Club, Adele. At Caesars. They've been doing the same show for 15 years.
The big thing to know is that... the show's going to be good fun, isn't it? It's going to be a nice evening out.
No, it'll be shit. It'll be good fun. Proper good fun. Good fun.
Evening out. We intend on making sure you leave having had a great night and smiles.
The thing is about the podcast, and I think we always said this when we started doing this, you're not going to see us any different when it's live and podcast. It's the same.
Yeah.
We are what we are.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the podcast live, which is great. So we've got people on Patreon, people who've been listening from the very start, people who know the gags within the podcast.
Yeah.
And you get us like, we do a lot of interaction. We definitely want to find out what people think.
Yeah.
We pick an easy film for the watch.
Yeah.
And it's a great night. And actually, we had a great laugh, didn't we?
Yeah, it's funny.
And I think everyone who came really enjoyed themselves and are hoping that they'll be coming back.
But also
back
after
to join
not
us.
Being able to go to the theatre.
Mm.
Not
out.
For those 2-3 years, not being able to get out.
And it's great, it's the Lowry.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Perfect.
Before we get into the podcast, pause what you're doing right now, head on over to the website, buy your tickets, £20, get in early, avoid disappointment.
Mm. Get over to the Lowry website, get in there, buy 5, even if you're just going on your own.
No one likes disappointment.
Now, I have done my best to avoid us talking about Jack's pick this week, but we've come to that time.
Oof.
So, Jack, this week's film...
I don't know how you're going to do this. I don't know how you're going to do the synopsis.
This week's film was chosen by Jack. It is High Tension. It's also got another name called Switchblade Romance.
High Tension. It's catchy.
Hi, guys. So, the film, I'm just thinking about the titles we've got.
Tension's high.
You know, it's panicky. It's a bit horror-y. What are we thinking? High Tension? Yeah, that's great. High Tension. Or Shadows Creepy? No, I go with High Tension.
Do you know what it sounds like? A roller coaster.
Yeah, High Tension.
That new ride.
1970s. Yeah,
yeah, High Tension.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Does well done.
Or a game show.
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah.
Welcome back to High Tension.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, or a board game. Same
High
thing.
Tension.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Like something from Mattel.
Yeah, do you want a game of High Tension?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I love High Tension.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
Mattel,
isn't it? From the 1970s. Hey, Dad, can we play High Tension?
Oh, you.
I don't believe it. Of course, son. Get your mum and your brother.
It's all the family can play.
We love Friday nights sitting down playing High Tension as a family.
We love an argument over a board game, and this is perfect. It's High Tension. Right, go. See if you can do it. Synopsis time.
Let's have a synopsis.
Okay.
In the most tension you can give us. In the highest tension you can give us.
No. Oh, I can't do that. Right, High Tension. When I watched this film, must have been about 15 years ago.
Right, the excuses are piling in. This isn't part of the synopsis.
No, I'm just saying. It's a 20-year-old film, 2003. I always knew it as Switchblade Romance. But it has a different name.
High Tension.
High Tension.
Can you imagine? And the Oscar goes to High Tension. I didn't see that coming.
No. High Tension follows two friends. It's a French film. Alex and Marie.
But is it French? Have we
it
worked
is French.
That?
It is French.
We watched it, the subtitles didn't match the mouths.
No.
Also, there was a moment where the subtitles said something, and it was like,
and then the actors,
I love you, goodbye. And the language that was said wasn't J'ai adore, au revoir. And
yeah,
we were like,
it was.
And Jack went, hang on, is this not French?
Bear in mind, none of us speak French.
No.
And suddenly we became French experts going, I'm not sure this is.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the classic three of us sitting down to watch a film together as well.
Shall I do the synopsis and we didn't do it after?
Okay,
horror film set in France follows two friends, Alex and Marie, the students. They're staying at Alex's house for the weekend. It's like a farmhouse. And they're going to do some revision and revise for their exams. It's the summer before they go back to school. They're staying with her parents and her brother. During the middle of the night, this lunatic turns up to the farm and starts killing everyone. And Marie, she's the protagonist of the film. She's sort of trying to escape and run away, trying to evade this nutcase who's going around killing everybody on the farm. It's like a slasher. It's like a horror slasher.
It's High Tension.
High Tension.
It's High Tension. That is what it is.
Yeah. I think that's a good synopsis.
Based on that synopsis, would you give you the money to make the film? Hi!
Tension?
Hi. High Tension. I've got a film, it's called High Tension, and this is what it's about. Would you go, yeah, there's a few million quid, make High Tension?
Well, I think they got 2 million quid to make the film. That was the budget.
You'd never know.
And it made 6.
Did it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So they're in profit.
They're in profit.
Oof.
First things first,
yeah.
The three of us sat down to watch it together, which is always nice, isn't it? We went round to mine, and there was a bit of an issue, actually, because I was there slaving away in the kitchen whilst you two just walk around barking orders.
Yeah.
No, I was learning some lines, I think.
Lines.
John Sarode here was taking the piss out of Coulson for not putting enough oil into the pan.
Yeah,
He got quite aggressive because he went, well, you've not put oil in the pan. And I said, no, Jack, because I'm cooking the chorizo first.
Jack doesn't cook.
Yeah.
No.
And I explained it. I went, I'm cooking the chorizo first, and then I get the oil from the chorizo.
Sorry, chorizo, I call it.
That's how they thought. So that was dig number one. Yeah. He made me put oil in the pan because he didn't like natural oils from
chorizo. Tasted better, though.
And then
didn't
you
it?
Put it in, and then you went, oh, too much. Brilliant.
Then, Ovi was saying, is that how you're doing it? Is that how you're doing it? I was making chicken fried rice is what I was making.
Yeah.
And then he went, well, it looks really dry. It looks really dry. Put some water in it.
And you went, it's not risotto.
Like, Ben, what would have happened if I had put a pint of tap water in that?
Just a little bit, just a little sparkle.
What difference would it have made?
Just a little bit moister.
It wasn't fucking dry.
No, it wasn't, because then you put that egg in it.
I was always putting
we
egg in it.
It's three fucking... eggs. We went three eggs.
It's chicken it was bound, fried rice.
It was bound up. It took a while to push through that. It came to in stages. It took 48 hours. It was high tension when I was waiting for that fried rice to come out. I tell you what, it was blocky. It was blocky.
Blocky.
Was it good?
It was good. We ate
it was
that.
Good. It was good.
Fine. Yeah. Fine. Then
he fucking drove to shop.
Shepherd lot stout
I
and
wanted
snacks.
Some sweets. You went no sweets.
200 yards because of the...
Yeah, but it's dark. I don't know who's going to be walking about. I thought, I'm not
snacks
taking
were expensive.
That fucking... Snacks were expensive.
Yeah, what did you
I
get?
I got a bag of Haribo and...
Two bags of
Galaxy.
Two bags of Haribo. I got the normal ones, the Star Mix and the Tangtastics.
Yeah.
Wine gums. And did I get a chocolate?
A Galaxy.
You got a Galaxy.
Tenner. Boom. I couldn't believe it. It's £2.50 a fucking bag.
You did go to petrol station.
No, it's at petrol. Yeah,
yeah,
but
come on.
£10. It used to be they were a quid each, all them.
Yeah. Sometimes you get one by the till and they go, quid. Yeah. You go, I have those chocolate buttons.
And the tiny. You know, the tiny. Yeah. It's not like it's your standard
it's
normal
bag. It's not the
big bag.
It's not the grab bag.
The
it's
little
the tiny.
Tiny ones. Anyway.
We fully planned on starting this film at 7 p.m. I think we actually probably started watching it at about 9:15.
Yeah. We had a few bumps
trouble
on
finding
the way.
It, didn't we?
We had trouble finding it.
We had trouble finding it.
There was some drama.
There was some drama. We had some gossip.
We had everything. It was
all going on. And then we sat down. I was chaise long. Coulson, Jack in the middle.
Yeah.
Feet on the chaise. Coulson poof.
A few candles lit.
A few candles. Very nice.
Like
smelt
candle,
very
yeah.
nice.
What is it you call it? The Figgis Dula, what is it?
That's what it is. I call it Eden Camp.
Oh, right. That's not what it's
no,
called.
No, but Eden Camp's the
it's
school
that
trip
smell.
Place, and it smells.
Yeah.
Which smell, what does
it's
Eden
like
Camp
sort of
smell
like a
like?
Little smoky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had candles. That was good. Very nice smells.
And then we put it on.
Well, put it on. We found it. We put it on.
Yeah.
Then we paused it for an hour.
Did we pause it?
We played the first 90 seconds and you got a phone call.
I got a phone call and it was off. We were off. I had to answer it. Then we got back into it.
Yeah.
Great opening. With the truck.
Right.
You did that. You did the such a good opening. You went, put your phone down. Such a good opening.
Yeah. I put my phone down. I was like, well, here we go. It's the start of Lawrence of Arabia. It's that kind of opening.
You see the two girls in a car on the way to the farm, don't you? Like going, blah, 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 talking about school and revising what they're going to be getting
well, you see
up to.
Her dream first.
You see
her nightmare
dream
first.
Yeah, she has a nightmare and it's her. She's sort of bloodstained, she's got wounds and she's running through a wood.
But we don't know what she's running from.
No, we don't. And then she runs out into the middle of the road and she's sort of waving for a car to stop. The car does stop and she's like, help me, help me. And then she wakes up from the dream. That's the end of the nightmare.
Yeah.
And she's in a car with a friend. Yeah. She's like, oh, crazy dream, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, don't worry about it now. You're safe. You're fine. We're off to the farmhouse and we're going to have a right good weekend and we're going to read some books and it's going to be chilled and you're in the countryside and it's nice. And then she's like, great. Gets to the farmhouse. She meets her mum and dad. They have a bit of dinner and they end up going to bed.
Yeah.
Are they friends or are they lovers?
I think they're a bit of both.
A bit like us three.
Exactly like us three.
Yeah.
I think they've been friends at school, and Marie's definitely a lesbian, I think, and Alex has probably experimented. That's what I think's happened.
We've built a lot
because
she's high tension.
No, she still talks about her going off with a guy.
Yeah,
she does talk about that.
She does.
And then, quick segue into... Lad rings on the doorbell and starts killing them all.
Yeah, but it's the guy who's getting a fellatio. He's getting fellatio off a severed head in his truck.
I think you're going to have to simplify fellatio, because I don't know what that means, but I've watched the film and I want to hear you.
He's explain. Getting oral pleasure off a severed head in his truck.
Yeah, but I suppose my point is, you have no background. So, what separates this from Halloween? So, Halloween, you have an understanding. He's seen that thing of his parents being... He's killed
his... Yeah, I know what
you
I
see
know
the background.
You don't know why he's...
you see what he's disturbed.
We don't know why he's
He leaves the hospital. Yeah. All we get in this film is a guy, that's the opening shot, and then he kills them all.
Yes. But you find that out at the end,
well,
don't you?
Well, hang on. One, two, skip a few.
So how does it fit with the car, the start?
Listen, listen. One, two, skip a few. There's a massive twist in this film, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a massive twist.
It's not that massive.
It is. It's none of massive. Us got it. Don't no, give me that as though oh, I worked
I saw it
out.
A mile.
But no, listen, listen you away. Didn't see
soon
it.
As soon as I'm going back over the CCTV, I went, oh, listen. But it's her.
No, bollocks.
Listen. High tension.
The twist makes fuck all sense.
Why?
It don't does. Work. It does make fuck all
it
sense.
It don't work. It doesn't happen. Who's knocking at the door? No one. It doesn't exist.
No. She's basically got up in the night.
Yeah. But it doesn't exist.
Right, we need to
so
explain.
Who's having severed oral sex? They're not. That character doesn't exist.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't fucking work.
Right.
What they've done, Jack, is they've gone, let's be artsy, let's make a horror film, and let's do a twist that no one expects. They've done a twist that no one expects, and it doesn't fucking work.
Do you know what
sense.
I thought?
What?
I thought, in all seriousness, they've got to the end of the film and they've gone... It's a bit shit. We've got no talking point at the end.
Literally, imagine watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and in the end, Leatherface is one of them.
Right. Basically, what they're talking about, Ben and Corse, is the twist at the end is the lead protagonist girl who's running away from the deranged murderer.
Leatherface, the guy
who's trying to kill everyone. The twist at the end is... She's imagined it all, and she's basically got like a split personality, and she's the one that's been going around killing everyone.
Yeah.
We see that story sort of play out because on the CCTV, when she's in a petrol station trying to flee and run away, you see it's actually her who's committed a murder in the petrol
station. But interestingly, you don't see any of the other murders.
Yes, because
no,
they,
you
could,
don't.
They couldn't
yeah, you
couldn't have done it.
Yeah, you do.
What?
You see her with the sideboard, squash his head like a melon on the sideboard. You see her slit the mum's throat.
So she couldn't push the sideboard when it was her in the original bit, and then when she comes to be the killer, she could push, and she could let herself in. So she went out, locked herself out. Then the dog's barking, but the dog already knew who she was.
The better twist would have been that she knew the killer, would have been the better twist, was that they were mates.
It's actually based on a book, kind of. So the
he's trying to pull that in.
I'm not trying to pull it in. There's a book that's got the exact same sort of story.
What's the book called?
High Tension.
High Tension.
It's not called
Switchblade
High Tension.
Romance. Drama High.
Drama High.
What, because High Tension's such a fucking good name?
Is it a book? Well, is it the book of a shit ending?
The ending is that. The baddie is her type thing.
Yeah.
So it's influenced by the Dean Koontz novel, Intensity. Okay.
Another shit name.
Another shit name. Another shit name.
Intensity.
Intensity.
They sound like workouts as well.
Yeah.
Board games, workouts, roller coasters.
Intensity. Yeah.
What are you doing at 6 p.m? Oh, I can't. I'm at
it
the gym
like
doing high tension.
It sounds like a juice you'd order at Wagamama. High tension, please.
Yeah. So, anyway. The writer and director, Alexandra Ajar, A-J-A is his name. He read the novel prior to making the film, right? Despite the similarities, Koontz, who's the writer of the novel, he later did not pursue a plagiarism case because he found the film to be so disgusting and intellectually bankrupt that he didn't want any association with the film whatsoever. And it would inevitably happen if he pursued action against the filmmaker.
Oh, yes.
That's a good compliment,
yes.
Isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Fucking hell.
So he decided to not press charges because anybody who sees the film would then later think it's based on his novel, and he's basically saying it is, but it isn't because it's shit.
It's terrible. Interesting.
High tension.
High tension.
Right. We've all sat here and, well, we've picked holes in this film, okay? with the twist. Jack, you might not have, but I'm going to ask you both a question.
Yeah.
We're in the writer's room. We've got this book. We've got this story. I want an ending that makes sense, but I need a twist. What are you doing?
I'm going to go with the twist. I like the twist because I never saw the twist coming.
It doesn't make sense. It couldn't happen. Yeah, that's why you never saw it coming.
That's why you never saw it coming. A twist only works when you go and you see the twist and you go, the perfect person for this, Agatha Christie. Mm. You'd see the person at the very end, Poirot or whatever, would tell you who the murderer was and you go, oh, and then he'd go through the whole film and go, do you remember that? And you go, oh, yeah.
So when you're thinking of like great twist films, Usual Suspects, for example.
Very good.
When he walks away, you're like, fuck. And then you're like, well, of course, yes. Whereas in that film, you're like, fuck. And then I'm like, hang on a minute.
That's shit. High shit.
So you're sticking with it.
I like the idea.
Okay.
I don't think it's...
done very well.
It's done very well, but yeah. I like the idea.
Yeah. And is there anything you could... for example...
So it's like a Primal Fear, like Ed Norton. Yeah. It's like that.
So I'm saying, I think the twist should have been...
go on.
That at the end, they were working together.
Okay, maybe, yeah. Yeah, that's good. That works.
Brother and sister, maybe, something like that. They were working together.
Okay. Yeah.
Ben?
Yeah. It was all a dream.
It was all a dream.
Which, in effect, it basically was.
High tension.
Dallas. Is that Dallas?
Yeah, it was all a dream.
Big question, this.
Yeah.
Now, I think Jack might have quite a heated response to this.
Yeah.
Go on.
If this film wasn't French, would you have ever picked it for the podcast?
I don't know, because I sometimes think, because it's not in the English language, I struggle, well, I don't struggle, you're not as aware of how...
shit.
Of how good they are as actors. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if you see someone and how they talk, and I always think, would I say it like that? Or can I, you know what I mean? And because I've no idea what they're saying.
Yeah.
And also, sometimes you said, Ben, the subtitles are not always what they're saying.
No, they're not close.
Well, your wife speaks French, doesn't she? And if you watch a film with her, she can tell
you... She doesn't look at the subtitles.
And she can
tell
you.
But she said that's the nuance of language.
Yeah.
If you put subtitles on probably an English film, you'd find... It's actually... Someone also said that you can... because I watch quite a few Japanese films... some movies pay to have better subtitles because Japanese to English, I think, can be converted quite badly.
Mm.
So they say something really long and then they go, yes.
Yeah.
But actually, you can pay to have better subtitles. Right. They didn't seem great subtitles to me.
No.
So in the process of making a movie, do you have someone on the movie who makes the subtitles or are they just all automatically generated?
No, they're closed captioned afterwards.
Say we make a film.
Yeah.
And... it was for release to different countries.
Yeah.
The film, the makers of the film are not responsible for the subtitles.
No, I think they are. But what you get is they'll get the script, then they'll convert it into whatever language it is. And then you've got to make sure that whatever language you're translating is at kind of right the right time.
Yeah.
You're not trying to match their mouths at all, but whatever you're reading below has got to kind of match the pictures. Yeah. Or else, as we found out, It went off. You were reading the subtitle, then they spoke.
Before they even spoke, yeah.
High tension.
So, rating? Are we going there?
So, would you have picked it if it wasn't French?
I picked it because I remember 15 years ago when I watched it, I liked it and I liked the twist.
Which, in my opinion, is a completely fine way to watch film, but it often brings the ratings to be quite interesting. So, let's have a quick break.
Yep.
We'll come back. We'll give our ratings.
High tension.
I'm going to leave you in high tension until we return.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, you could cut the tension with a knife in here.
It's high.
It is high. Tension is high for the ratings.
You could cut it with a switchblade.
Nice. Very nice. You cut it with a twist that don't make sense.
You cut it with a switchblade. It's actually, they changed the name to Switchblade Romance, and there's not a single switchblade or any romance in the film.
Well, no.
Is that not a switchblade?
No, that's a razor, but I think that's what they mean. That's a switchblade.
Again, a lost
but it didn't translate. And I think that's probably why they changed the name. I wonder if in French it's Switchblade Romance and a razor, cutthroat razor. It's cutthroat razor romance, but it doesn't work.
Razor romance.
I think we're going for high tension. I prefer that. I don't like that. Oh, no. So, yeah.
Come on, Shep.
Rating.
Yeah.
So, you now, I think this is interesting.
Yeah.
Because your Halloween rating was low.
Yes, it was.
And I think this is an almost directly bad copy of Halloween.
It's a copy of Halloween.
And Chainsaw.
And Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
And The Shining. There's elements of all those sort of films thrown into this.
Yeah.
Things I like about the film. Yeah. I like the opening. He's getting oral pleasure, and you think it's off a girl, and then he basically drops a severed head.
But I think that's gratuitous.
Out
I don't think he's
car.
Very clever. I think they've just thought.
I just thought, what? I just
what's
thought,
the most messed up thing we can put in a film? But it but didn't also, fit the film.
And also, it doesn't make sense with the twist.
No, it don't.
No.
So it didn't happen, did it?
I know, but you can't go through a film going, yeah, but that bit didn't happen.
Yeah, I know. But, I know you can't. But yeah. I'm just telling you what I like.
Yeah, it would have been good. If it made sense.
If it made sense.
But it doesn't make sense.
No.
And that was a bit that annoyed me. Because again, I was like, that's a standout bit of the film. And I was waiting for that to link in.
Yeah.
Made no sense whatsoever.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I liked that bit.
Yeah.
I like... He's basically a Michael Myers, isn't he?
Completely Michael Myers.
Completely Michael Myers.
He has the same costume on.
Boiler suit.
Yeah.
He moves slow.
Yeah.
You never see him running.
Yeah.
And he just keeps... coming at you and killing everyone in different ways.
Yeah.
So, with a sideboard, a gun, a razor, you know, so it's always sort of a bit...
And it's gratuitous and you've got no reason for it, which is...
Yeah. What does gratuitous mean?
Like, it's sort of over the top. It's rather than a simple murder, all the murders are gory
grotesque.
And...
The dad on the stairs almost gets killed three times, doesn't
he? Yeah.
To be not bad when his head's in between the rail. Not, you know, I thought, between the banister. Maybe it could be quite
And then you get the top shot and you get the... It's not quite slasher, is it? It's going for slasher.
Yeah.
But it's not quite there because I feel like they've had a bit of a nightmare with the story.
I like the twist, but I agree the twist could be executed a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I like the twist. I was like, oh, this is why he's picked the film.
Yeah.
But then I was like, no, the fucking twist makes no sense whatsoever.
But I think 15 years ago, my rating probably would have been a 7.5.
Mm.
And now, 15 years later, I think it's a 4.5. And I think I'm being kind.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's your film.
Because it's my film.
And you gave Halloween 4.8.
Oh, well, there you go.
Interesting.
Three,
Halloween had too much nudity in it, but he liked the bit where the headless girl gave him a blowjob.
Because I didn't expect it.
No, yeah.
I expected it to be a girl in a truck with him, and he dumps the head out the window, and I was like, oh, hello, this is weird. It was that I liked. That's why I liked it.
I'm going to rate this film like you do.
Okay, go on.
One for the French music, because they're bangers. One for the shit twist.
Yeah.
And one because it's French. Three.
Have you given two for French then?
No, one for the French music. One for the fact it's... If it was English, it would be worse. If it was English, that is a student film.
Yeah.
Yes.
I probably agree with you.
I think what's interesting... You know when we've done a Korean film?
Mm.
Or we've done Old Boy?
Yeah.
Whatever. We don't know the language.
No.
But the story and the acting is good.
Carries it.
And it does work. So I don't quite think...
And the script's good.
I think we know when someone can act and when they can't, regardless of language.
She was fine, though. Do you not think she was?
She was okay.
Okay, didn't blow me away.
I don't think she's Jamie Lee Curtis. I think Jamie Lee Curtis was absolutely fantastic at looking scared. There's a weird bit in the film where she suddenly goes after him.
I mean, it's like, what's going on here? She's now chasing
him. She's chasing him, but then you get the twist and you go, what, you're chasing yourself?
Yeah.
It's like, it felt really like they wrote the film and then at the end they went, oh, fuck, do a twist. I'm probably where you are, Coulson. I think I'm going to go two.
What's your nickname for two?
Twa.
Terrible two.
Terrible two.
Terrible two.
High tension two.
Two.
High tension two. So what's that? Two. What did you give it, Jack?
I give it... Did I give it
3.5.
No.
4.5.
Yeah, 4.5.
4.5. Coulson gave it 3.
9.5.
I think that's fine.
I'll tell you what, you've done very well. 9.5.
Do you think?
Very well.
It's below blended.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And do you know what? I think that's fair.
Be. It should be below blended.
I think that's fair. I think it makes blended look like Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think that's fair. I get it. You thought you were getting something much better. And then as we opened it up, we were like...
But that's interesting, isn't it? So 15 years ago, I watched it. And
yeah, I'm loving this. And this is why I like the podcast, because it feels to me like the shoe's on the other foot here.
Mm.
But then do you have any reason why? Do you know why the memory of watching the film?
Because I watched it and I remember the twist got me and I didn't see it coming. Obviously, as you've sort of pointed out, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no evidence you to work that out.
I mean, look, that happens. That's what theatre or cinema is. We've all done it. We've all sat with people and gone, I don't think I mind it too much. And then the other two, us two go, oh, this is shit. Yeah.
And then when someone explains.
Yeah.
And the shit pie to you and you take it apart piece by piece. Yeah.
I imagine the first five movies with a twist you watch are unbelievable. But then when you start watching Usual Suspects, Fight Club, those sort of films that the twist is...
It's above Goodnight, Mr. Tom.
Yeah.
It should be above Goodnight, Mr. Tom.
It should be. Because I defy anybody to go back and re-watch that and tell me it's a good film.
And it were only 90 minutes. It was an in-and-out job. It wasn't too painful
Brilliant.
To watch.
Brilliant. 9.5 for high tension.
The good thing about you in this podcast, Jack, is you always get a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to sing it?
Yes, why not? We've not done that for a while.
Lighten the mood a
Jack's
little bit.
Jack's hidden gem of the week.
Very good. It's big. I think it's been number one on Netflix. I don't know if it still is. I don't know if you two have seen it.
Doc film?
Doc. Three eps.
Yeah.
It's the Malaysian plane disappearance.
I've heard
on Netflix.
Yeah.
M something.
Yeah, it's MH370. Obviously, that's the code for the flight that went missing. And it's a Malaysian Airlines flight. It disappeared from radar on March 8th, 2014. You might remember it in the news. 239 people were on the plane. They went missing. It was like a global investigation. There were loads of reports, theories, searches for evidence, searched for years, and they found nothing. Nothing. They didn't find any wreckage of the plane, no passengers, and there was 239 people. The plane set off, went up, went, gone. They didn't get it back. There's no evidence
Bermuda
to say
Triangle.
Where it went. No, because it's wrong side.
Flew into a black hole.
Well, it
and
went.
It flew. It might not be the water, it flew.
What do you mean it flew?
What do you mean?
Could have flown into a portal.
Well, oh, he's been playing Harry Potter too long.
Ah, right, that's the thing. Anyway.
Come on, Harry.
It's three eps.
Great.
MH370.
I wonder if they named the people, same people who named High Tension.
Yeah, it's not a great name. The plane that disappeared.
Yeah.
That's a good a name. Dock. Is that, yeah.
That's the dock, three eps.
Have you seen it?
I've seen one ep.
And good?
It's good. It's really good. I've spoke to people as well who have seen the whole thing. They went, yeah, mad story. Really good.
Next week, the audience are in charge.
Oof, watch out.
Now.
Watch out, Mr. Tom.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard.
Watch out,
and
Mr.
do you know the thing was? When we asked them why they love Mr. Tom, they don't just love it. They really, really love that film.
Yeah, but they do when they were 8 years old. What did our... one of our producers, what did he say earlier? He came
in,
didn't
he? Oh, I loved
that
film.
Paul came in and, yeah, he went, I absolutely love that film. And then he had to stop himself and he went, well, 8-year-old me,
yeah,
does. And
exactly.
I went, yeah.
Exactly. Yes, yeah. We all love things at 8 and now, yeah, we don't now.
Anyway, I think...
High tension.
High tension being one of them. Farting into a duvet being the other.
I think the random generator has done us a little bit better this time
around. Okay, go.
Are you ready to hear what we've got?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so semi-final number one has given us Inside Out,
the Disney,
versus The Father.
Yep.
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins, right.
Two very different films.
Yeah.
Semi-final two,
yep,
is The Menu.
Yep.
New Disney Plus.
Ralph Fiennes.
Versus The Theory of Everything.
Eddie Redmayne.
The Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Semi-final number one.
Yeah.
Quite convincingly, Inside Out wins.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Beat The Father quite convincingly.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oosh.
By a good couple
Country
of
mile.
Votes. Yeah.
Number two?
Number two, by the same amount of votes and percent, The Theory of Everything wins.
It's the same people voting.
Yeah. And I know what they're up to.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised because I thought The Menu would have...
Might have crept in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have. So the final is...
Inside Out versus The Theory of everything.
And the winner is...
And the film we are watching next week, chosen by you guys at home, is Inside Out.
Ah. Oh.
Now, I've never seen it, but I know that you asked for top five tier jerkers.
Yeah.
And at one,
yeah,
jackpot, Inside Out.
Inside Out.
It's very good.
It's a
I
big
like
one.
It.
It's a good film. It's clever. It's a clever film.
Yeah.
Will it make me cry?
Yeah. For a week.
I think it can do.
Yeah. I think you'll be crying. I think you'll find yourself crying.
High tension.
So that's what we're watching next week. Now, we've mentioned it a few times recently, our Patreon. Patreon is a paid-for subscription platform where we put extra episodes of Sofa Cinema Club. You also get these episodes ad-free, along with a monthly special, access to Instagram close friends. It's basically the dream package for a Sofa Cinema Club fan,
yeah,
isn't it?
If you want high tension, get on that.
And if you sign up to our Patreon, we give you a job in our TV studio, film production. But last week, Ben...
I'm out of it. I'm not doing it anymore.
Oh, come on. No, you can join back in.
No.
Just don't do new
accounts.
There's
only two.
There is only two. And it's interesting because we filled a job, Jack, that Ben was really keen on us filling. You interviewed the first few people for this job and you couldn't find anyone. And that is head of fruit juice, Carol Robinson.
Head of Wimbledon.
Mine's quite good, actually. In our casting department,
yeah,
we've hired an assistant. It's a temp job at the minute. We're just going to see how she does. But it's an assistant for casting our heroes in our superhero movies,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
Good guys.
Just heroes, just goodies.
Yeah. And that person is Natalie Goodyear.
Oh, that's shit.
I think that's fucking brilliant, personally.
Hiring good people. Good, bad, good.
The goodies in films, Goodyear.
Nicola Goodyear.
Natalie, thank you.
Natalie Goodyear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
We've got a new Patreon episode coming at the end of this
month. If you get up the Patreon, actually, you get the tickets early for that.
Yeah, you do.
For the sold-out show.
You would have a week ago. Yeah.
Still get on, you never know.
This month we've got a new episode coming out. It's going to be a special. We don't know what we're going to do it on yet. So get on to our Patreon and let us know what you want us to talk about and we'll get it out to you. We're back next week where we're talking all things Inside Out. Until then, good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.